Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 23, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Hypertriglyceridemia as a key contributor to abdominal aortic aneurysm development and rupture, insights from genetic and experimental models. This study used Mendelian randomization and experimental models to investigate the relationship between triglycerides and abdominal aortic aneurysm. The findings suggest elevated triglyceride levels causally contribute to abdominal aortic aneurysm development and rupture, identifying a potential therapeutic target. This indicates that lowering triglycerides could be a pharmacological strategy to prevent abdominal aortic aneurysm progression. Article number 2. Left bundle branch area pacing versus right ventricular pacing for atrioventricular block, the Mellos Reloaded Study. The Mellos Reloaded Study, a multicenter European registry, compared left bundle branch area pacing to right ventricular pacing in patients with atrioventricular block. Results demonstrated no significant difference in long-term survival between the two pacing strategies. Further analysis is needed to identify subgroups that may benefit more from left bundle branch area pacing. Article number 3. Epidemiology and risk factors for constrictive pericarditis in a statewide Australian cohort of patients with pericardial disease. This retrospective cohort study analyzed hospitalized patients with pericardial disease in New South Wales, Australia, from 2004 to 2021 to identify risk factors for constrictive pericarditis. The study defined the epidemiology and predictors of constrictive pericarditis, utilizing multivariable logistic regression to determine risk factors within this large population-based cohort. The results illuminate potential targets for early intervention and prevention of this rare but serious complication. Article number 4. Self-expanding intra-annular transcatheter aortic valve replacement system in patients with severely calcified aortic valve. This retrospective, multi-center study evaluated the impact of severe aortic valve calcification on outcomes following transcatheter aortic valve replacement using self-expanding intra-annular transcatheter heart valves. The study revealed that severe aortic valve calcification does not significantly impact procedural or clinical outcomes in patients undergoing transcatheter aortic valve replacement with portico or Navitor transcatheter heart valves. This suggests that these valves are safe and effective, even in patients with heavily calcified valves. Article number 5. Lower interventricular septal thickness from computed tomography predicts the need for pacemaker implantation after TAVR. This study investigated the role of interventricular septal thickness, measured via pre-procedural computed tomography, in predicting the need for permanent pacemaker implantation after transcatheter aortic valve replacement. The findings indicate that lower interventricular septal thickness is a predictor of permanent pacemaker implantation post-transcatheter aortic valve replacement. Integrating interventricular septal thickness into pre-procedural assessment may improve risk stratification and patient selection. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.